It's 93.1 The Border and your Border Morning Show. I'm Jonathan Price. There is going to be a great meal to celebrate the season and something very important in our region and our community. It will be taking place today. It's a harvest lunch, and it's a joint effort between the United Native Friendship Center, the Fort Francis Museum, and of course, Grand Council Treaty 3. And on the phone with us this morning, we have got Jennifer Thorpe from the United Native Friendship Center, Wisinada Let's Eat program worker from UNFC, to talk about the harvest lunch. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jonathan. Bonjour, everyone.
Thank you so very much for your time. This is a wonderful thing that you and all the organizers are doing for our community. Can we talk about what inspired it? Because I know that's very important.
Sam Manti, the programmer at the museum, approached me about putting together a harvest lunch in the square, and I thought, what a perfect opportunity to invite everybody to appreciate local ingredients traditionally used by our First Nations communities, especially so close to the 150th anniversary of the signing of Treaty 3. And I really wanted to use the opportunity to invite everyone, and Sam was totally in agreement, invite everybody together. It's sort of a friendship meal and encouraging everyone to reflect that really we are all treaty people. Everybody that lives here on this land lives under Treaty 3, just as an awareness and appreciation for 150 years of that.
I think it's a wonderful idea, and it's going to be taking place again today, Rainy Lake Square, from noon until 2. There will be some opening remarks.
Yes, we've asked our museum curator, Danielle Marshall, to say a few words. She'll speak to the new home of the Treaty 3 medal that was visiting in their collection. Also, I have invited an elder, Gilbert Smith, to come and speak briefly before the event. Very casual, and people are invited to come with whatever time they have on their lunch, or if they're stopping by, come and enjoy some soup and some bannock and a little visit together before the cold weather comes. It's a great chance to enjoy the Rainy Lake Square.
You know, as they always say, breaking bread together, and in this case, breaking bannock together with a nice cup of soup, it shows us that we're much more similar than we are different. We have to celebrate what makes us unique, but we also have to celebrate our community collectively, and I think this is a great example of that.
I agree, for sure. And there's so much that we are enriched by through our First Nations communities around us, their tradition, their knowledge, medicines. It's a really great acknowledgement to the wonderful local food sources we have. We'll be serving wild rice that was harvested in our region. And of course, bannock. Everybody knows the tradition of bannock in our area. It's a great combination.
Everyone is invited to harvest lunch today in Rainy Lake Square, again, noon to 2 p.m. Now, the opening remarks will be about 12:30.
That's right.
And if there's anybody ahead of today that would like more information, what would be the best contact information?
Please reach out to me at the Friendship Center if you have any questions. Our number is 807-274-8541. And you can also reach out to the museum.
This is, again, a wonderful collaborative effort between yourselves and Treaty 3, of course, to put together this amazing harvest lunch in our Rainy Lake Square today.
I am so pleased to have participation from Grand Council. It is so important, and we'll be welcoming the 150th tent, which will be available for anybody that might be interested in learning more about Treaty 3, about the history in the area. I'm just so grateful that they have agreed to come and be part of the event.
Learning is such an important aspect to events like this as well, so I'm glad they're going to be a part of it. Jennifer Thorpe from the UNFC, we're talking about the Harvest Lunch. Please come out and join them in Rainy Lake Square today. Jennifer, thank you to you and everyone who has planned this event and for all that you do in our community.
Miigwech, Jonathan. Thank you for the great community support.